If you happen to review one of the complete gospel accounts of the Passion story yesterday, you may have noticed that, almost in passing, one sentence noted that two others were crucified with Jesus. John's account, the last to be written, simply says, two others were crucified with him. Mark's account, the first to be written, says, those who were crucified with him taunted him. Matthew's account refers to the unfortunates as bandits or thieves, and Luke calls them criminals. Thankfully, Luke's account tells more of the story. Luke 23:32 says that two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. Okay, that agrees with the synoptics. But then the real subplot begins in verse 39. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence. We're punished justly, for we're getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. The words, you are under the same sentence, suggest, of course, the death sentence. But I'm tempted to read between the lines, wondering whether he might also have meant you were being sentenced for wanting to overthrow the Romans. After all, the sign above Jesus' head told those traveling to Jerusalem that he was sentenced for claiming to be the king of the Jews. That is, for promoting insurrection. One wonders whether the two so-called criminals were in fact zealots or zealot sympathizers who were caught trying to support the movement. But back to our story, verse 42. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Other manuscripts say, remember me when you come with your kingly power. Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Orthodox churches revere the criminal who spoke kindly to Jesus amidst all his pain, asking to be part of his kingdom, a request that Jesus realized was sincere, not sarcastic. Jesus agreed, seemingly without hesitation. Orthodox churches therefore honor this unnamed man, calling him the wise thief. A special hymn is sung about him during Matins on Holy Friday, or what we call Good Friday. If I understand the instructions correctly, in a liturgical setting, this text is sung three times, each separated by the lesser doxology. The Russian composer Pavel Chesnokov lived from 1877 to 1944. He taught the usual music subjects at the Moscow Conservatory, but eventually specialized in choral conducting. Today we will hear a brief work, only two pages long, I'm trying to make up for yesterday. The work is entitled The Wise Thief. I've included the original text, not in Cyrillic, but text transliterated into Roman letters, and there is also an English translation in today's email. The text reads, The wise thief, in a single moment, you made worthy of paradise, O Lord. By the wood of thy cross, illumine me as well, and save me. This hymn is for men's choir and tenor solo. It is not a dramatic retelling of the conversation. Rather, it is reflective, introspective, meditative. I especially like the final words, sung almost inaudibly, "Espasi," and "Save me." We will hear my favorite Russian choir, the St. Petersburg Chamber Choir, conducted by Nikolai Korniev.